This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome to another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's February 6th, and on this day in 1958, a plane carrying the Manchester United Football Club crashed in Munich, Germany, claiming the lives of 23 people. This Manchester United team was known as Busby's Babes. Manager Matt Busby believed success was more likely with youthful players. He wanted fresher legs and minds that could still be molded in his image. He banked on youth being the key to Manchester United's fruitful future. Busby used the Manchester United Junior Athletic Club to sow the seeds of success, and the youth movement worked, taking a club that had been relegated to lower divisions in the 1930s and was nearly bankrupt to the highest levels of football in Europe. Busby's Babes won an FA Cup in 1948 and won a league crown in 1952. Now atop English football, Busby wanted to dominate all of Europe and in 1957 took his club to the semifinals before losing. Now here on February 6, 1958, Busby's team had just played a match in Yugoslavia, which is now Serbia, against Red Star Belgrade. The plane they were in to fly back to England was not capable of a non-stop flight of that distance, and so stopped in Munich to refuel. There were 44 people on the plane, consisting of players, team staff, journalists, photographers, and the flight crew. The plane was an Airspeed Ambassador, being flown by experienced former RAF pilots. After taking on fuel, the plane attempted to take off, but the pilot noticed an issue with one of the engines and aborted the takeoff and returned to the hangar. He mentioned that the engine was making a strange noise and a pressure gauge fluctuated. A quick adjustment was made and a second attempt to take off happened 3 minutes later. This attempt was also aborted, and once again the plane returned to the hangar. The team deboarded and went to the terminal while the engines were looked at. It started to snow, too, and there were thoughts that the trip back home would be delayed until the following day. In fact, that was the suggestion of one of the Munich mechanics to keep the plane for the night and tune the engines. But the pilot was anxious to stay on schedule and figured just a different taxiing tactic was all that was needed. A slower speed initially, then a slower increase in the throttle on a long runway will give him the time to build up the speed necessary to take off. 15 minutes after the team had gotten off the plane, they were called back. The plane lined up on the runway and accelerated slowly. Once it reached 134 miles per hour, it passed the point of no return, and takeoff could not be aborted. But 134 was not fast enough to get it airborne. But as the pilots gave it more throttle, the speed dropped to 120 miles per hour instead of increasing. They could not achieve lift, and it was too late to stop it. The plane skidded off the runway, crashed through a fence, hitting a house, a tree, and a barn full of tires and a fuel truck, causing a fire to erupt. 20 people died at the scene, including 8 players, 3 staff members, and 8 journalists, along with one of the flight crew. One person died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, and 2 others died days later due to their injuries. The crash was initially blamed on pilot error, but after an investigation, slush on the end of the runway caused the plane to slow unexpectedly, preventing takeoff. two players who survived the crash, were so badly injured they never played football again. Two of the survivors that day were Busby and Bobby Charlton. While keeping the memory of those who died that day alive by recounting their stories, they helped rebuild a club that had been decimated by the Munich air disaster. It took another decade, but Manchester United was able to lift the European Cup in 1968 after a 4-1 win over Benfica, with Charlton scoring twice. And while the team celebrated the victory, Charlton remembered those who were lost on this day in 1958. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.